two critical reports on intelligence, one from Britain and one from the U.S. Senate, shed new light on a key assertion used by the Bush administration to bolster its case for war with Iraq. Both reports deal with the claim that Saddam Hussein's regime tried to buy uranium from the African nation of Niger. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the story.
The Senate Intelligence Committee report offers new insights into how the Iraq-Niger issue crept into Bush administration speeches and public policy debate, despite strong doubts about it in some branches of the U.S. intelligence community. Some of the evidence Iraq attempted to buy uranium from the African nation was later found to be fabricated. Meantime, the British intelligence report released yesterday calls allegations that Saddam Hussein sought to buy yellowcake uranium from Niger well-founded. Lord Butler, who headed the investigation, said the UK stands by its original conclusion.
We've looked at the intelligence on which the assessment was made. That intelligence did not rest on the forged documents, which only came to the attention of the Secret Intelligence Services subsequently. There were other sources, and we believe that it was a reasonable assessment to make.
But the Butler report doesn't say what those other sources are or what documents that assessment is based on. The Senate intelligence report, meantime, shows that the CIA began looking into a possible Iraq-Africa uranium connection in October of 2001, far earlier than thought. At that time, the Senate report shows CIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, and Energy Department analysts all considered a Niger-Iraq connection possible. But the State Department's intelligence arm called the evidence highly suspect. States analysts argued that a French company tightly controlled Niger's uranium industry, making a big sale to Iraq highly unlikely. The alleged Africa-Iraq connection was bolstered on February 12, 2002, the Senate report says, when the Defense Intelligence Agency, using mainly CIA information, reported that Niger had signed an agreement to sell 500 tons of uranium a year to Baghdad. After reading that DIA document, the Senate report says, Vice President Dick Cheney asked the CIA for further analysis. A subsequent CIA report concluded that the Iraq-Niger connection lacks crucial details and was based exclusively on a foreign government service report. The CIA kept looking for more details. In February, it dispatched former Ambassador Joseph Wilson to Niger to talk to officials. Ambassador Wilson found no evidence of sales to Iraq. Later, the identity of Wilson's wife as a CIA officer was leaked to the media. The Justice Department is investigating that leak. Knowingly identifying an undercover operative is a felony. The Senate report shows, contrary to what Wilson has said publicly, that Wilson's wife did play a role in his assignment to Niger. By October of 2002, the National Intelligence Estimate, which became a centerpiece of the Bush administration's case for war, included CIA information that Iraq was vigorously trying to procure uranium ore and yellowcake. The Senate report concludes that such an assessment was overstated. In early October of 2002, as President Bush was preparing to give his first major speech on Iraq, the CIA helped remove a reference to Iraq and uranium, citing questions about the validity of such claims. But his October 7th speech in Cincinnati, President Bush strongly suggested that terrorists and rogue states such as Iraq could have nuclear weapons.
America must not ignore the threat gathering against us. Facing clear evidence of peril, we cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
Then, in November 2002, new documents on alleged uranium sales to Iraq surfaced in Italy. Analysts from the International Atomic Energy Agency and the CIA later found the documents to be blatant forgeries. The Senate report says that CIA and DIA analysts didn't initially examine the documents carefully enough to see the obvious flaws. But by January 2003, a reference to Iraq's alleged efforts to buy uranium made its way into the president's State of the Union speech. The White House and the CIA later conceded that those 16 words were a mistake. The Senate report's section on Iraq and Niger concludes, "To this day, the intelligence community has not clarified or corrected its position on whether Iraq ever was trying to purchase uranium from Africa." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.